You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Two Webster residents are now facing multiple felony charges, including child neglect and drug possession, after allegedly using illicit drugs around children. According to court documents, 32-year-old Christopher Martin and 28-year-old Cheyenne Ford were arrested after officials from the Siren School District raised concerns about the safety of the children living in their home. After executing a search warrant, authorities allegedly discovered evidence of both methamphetamine and fentanyl use, as well as overall unsanitary conditions unfit for the children. Three people have been arrested in connection to the theft of thousands of dollars worth of construction materials from the Duluth Skywalk. According to the Duluth Police Department, two of the arrested suspects were allegedly seen using tools to remove railings and fittings from the Skywalk last Tuesday. Later last week, authorities identified a third individual allegedly involved in the thefts. The Duluth Police Property and Financial Crimes Unit is continuing to investigate the thefts and say the stolen materials are valued at over $5,000. State lawmakers are proposing new legislation that would levy significant fines for the owners of abandoned boats on Wisconsin shorelines. The proposal comes days after a cabin cruiser named Deep Thought was pulled from the Milwaukee shoreline and a yacht named Sweet Destiny was towed from the St. Croix River. The proposed legislation would give owners 30 days to collect their boat after law enforcement authorities deem it abandoned. If the boat isn't removed, the owners could face a $10,000 fine and up to 9 months in jail. Officials are reminding area youth to register for the upcoming Barron Polk County Tractor Safety Certification Program. The program will be held from June 16th to 19th at Barron High School and seeks to teach Wisconsin kids between 12 and 16 years old how to safely operate a tractor on public roads, identify hazardous situations, and reduce the risk of injury. Attendees will receive hands-on training opportunities through the program and must participate in 24 hours of instructional training before passing a written and practical driving test. The Wisconsin State Patrol has increased enforcement on the roadways as they attempt to ensure residents are traveling safely around Memorial Day. The State Patrol and law enforcement agencies across the country officially began their Click It or Ticket seatbelt safety campaign on Monday, which will run through June 1st. Authorities say wearing a seatbelt is one of the easiest and most effective ways to prevent serious injuries in the event of a crash, but a survey found only about 89% of Wisconsin drivers reported always wearing their seatbelt last year. A package of bills has been introduced in the Wisconsin State Legislature aimed at protecting pollinators across the state. Among the introduced legislation is a proposal to designate June as Pollinator Awareness Month in the state. One would require state agencies and government entities to give preference to native plants. Another would add more regulations for pesticides and insecticides. And one would establish a Protect Pollinators license plate program. The rusty-patched bumblebee would also be named as the state native insect. Rand's Bowling Lanes in Rice Lake will be participating in a free summer program for kids starting in June. The program is run through kidsbowlfree.com and includes over 1,200 bowling centers across the country and in Canada. Kids who sign up for the program will receive coupons valid for two free games of bowling each day starting on June 1st and running through August 31st. Rand's Bowling Lanes in Rice Lake is among those over 1,200 bowling centers, giving area kids something to do during the summer months. A Milwaukee man is facing multiple charges following an alleged chase through Washburn and Burnett counties this weekend. 42-year-old Dustin Michael Przybylski was charged with fleeing an officer and his fifth OWI offense. Authorities say the Saturday chase began when officers pulled Przybylski over for driving erratically on Highway 53 near Sirona before he took off. The police chase was terminated for safety reasons, but authorities later allegedly found him unresponsive in the vehicle in a ditch on County Highway H in Burnett County. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is set to begin mandatory milk testing in an effort to identify bird flu in cattle. According to a press release, the new national milk testing strategy is mandated by the U.S. Department of Agriculture Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service. Wisconsin dairy farmers will be required to supply one milk sample monthly to the Wisconsin Veterinary Diagnostic Lab for testing. The goal is to identify any spread of the highly contagious disease and respond as quickly as possible to address it. Wisconsin Court of Appeals Judge Chris Taylor has announced her candidacy in the 2026 Wisconsin Supreme Court race. In a press release, Judge Taylor highlighted her commitment to making sure everyone is able to access the justice system and accused Justice Rebecca Bradley, who plans to seek another 10-year term, of being more interested in pushing her own right-wing agenda than protecting the rights and freedoms of Wisconsinites. Taylor was appointed to the Dane County Circuit Court in 2020 and was elected to the Court of Appeals in 2023. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
Another win for Logan Henderson. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers beat the Baltimore Orioles 5-2 thanks to right-hander Logan Henderson, who pitched five scoreless innings. That's Henderson's third win in a row. In his first three starts, a new franchise record.
It's been really cool. I'm glad I could go out there and give the boys a chance to win today. And they got some runs on the board early, and I'm super grateful to be here. And I know every sixth day or fifth day when I toe the rubber, my job is to give the boys a chance to win, and that's about it.
The series wrapping up this afternoon. NBA, Giannis Antetokounmpo and Bucks GM John Horst expected to meet in Milwaukee. Bucks reporter Jim Ozarski says the team's owners are not interested in a rebuild right now.
John Horst just got a contract extension. Now it's business in the purest sense, and it's about not having an empty Fiserv Forum with a new hotel going up, with Deer District trying to get those restaurants rooted in, right? They can't have and don't want 3,000 people.
That's Bucks reporter Jim Ozarski. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. In projects related to Jeremy Allen White news, the fourth season of The Bear just got its season 4 release date, and 10 new episodes will drop this summer. The show's won a combined 10 Emmy Awards in its first two seasons. Although the third season was not as critically acclaimed as the first two, it is expected to bring multiple nominations. The new season will drop June 25th on FX and also air on Hulu and Disney+. There is also news regarding Jeremy Allen's new film, Deliver Me From Nowhere. In the film, White plays Bruce Springsteen, set during a time during the boss's career when he took a break from the E Street Band and made his critically acclaimed album, Nebraska. In addition to White as Bruce Springsteen, the film stars Jeremy Strong as Springsteen's manager, John Landau, and Stephen Graham as Springsteen's father. The film is based on Warren Zane's book of the same title. Deliver Me From Nowhere will hit theaters October 24th of this year. If you're looking for a movie to watch, here's a Pete pick. As I might have mentioned, Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning opens this weekend, so I thought I would give Dead Reckoning a rewatch, sort of a cinema stretch out before the big release. It's as good as I remembered it from 2 years ago. Cruise does battle with an AI-formed weapon called the Entity that can take on different forms. Isai Morales, Rebecca Ferguson, Haley Atwell, Simon Pegg, and Ving Rhames round out a great cast. Definitely worth a look before you head to the theater for The Final Reckoning. Singer Jessica Simpson ended her 15-year TV hiatus by performing, if not necessarily singing, on American Idol. The reviews were mostly negative, especially on social media, where everyone's a critic. Simpson belted out Nancy Sinatra's These Boots Are Made for Walkin' with Josh King on the season 23 finale Sunday night, and sang her new song, Blame Me, and they did. Simpson's performance was uninspired and looked unrehearsed, but at least she tried way too hard. When you've got a 38-year-old franchise, even the main character's kids would be too old for this. Even though it's become one of the most tired franchises ever, Lethal Weapon is giving birth yet again to sequel number 5. 69-year-old cranky Mel Gibson will direct the new flick and reprise his role as Martin Riggs, and 78-year-old Danny Glover is back as Murtaugh. Sure, this sounds really uninteresting, but before you judge, let me just say this is not your father's Lethal Actually, it is. Speaking of part 5s, not sure Toy Story needed a 3 or 4, much less a 5, but it's happening. And it just got a little funnier, with the addition of new cast member Conan O'Brien. That's right. The former late night host and the MC of the last and next Oscars will play a character called Smarty Pants in the new chapter. Variety reports that the new film sees Buzz, Woody, and Jesse's jobs being challenged by electronics. Toy Story 5 is scheduled to hit theaters June 19th, 2026. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be cloudy with some off and on rain today. We could end up with another quarter inch or even a little more in spots by the time things wind down tonight. High today, low 50s. Tonight, we're going to drop into the mid 40s. Tomorrow, becoming partly cloudy with a high in the low to mid 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Currently, it's 42.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio. The national news cycle never stops. but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.